Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Alan, when was your emergency?
I have an emergency, a severe emergency. I'm in a flooding. My car veered off the road while I was doing my newspapers, and I'm flooded over here on the end of Kincaid, and it's all the way up to my windows, and I can't get out, and I'm scared to death, ma'am. Can you please help me really bad?
I need you to calm down. I need you to tell me where you are.
I don't know, ma'am. I'm on the end of Kincaid down here by these apartments. There's some apartments on Kincaid. I don't know what they're called.
What color is your vehicle? Avenue.
On the other side of Kincaid, at the very end of Kincaid Street, there's some apartments, and
Dark blue car is what I'm asking you? What color is your vehicle?
Yeah, dark. It's gray SUV, laying the window. The mortar's all the way up to my windows.
Okay, hold on for me. Don't hang up.
And it's coming in my windows. I mean, I'm floating in water right now, ma'am.
And you're at close to the area of 5801 Kincaid?
Yes, ma'am. I need help right now. I'm soaking wet. I'm sick, and I don't know what to do, ma'am.
Okay, what's your name?
Debbie Stevens. Please help me. I don't want to die.
You're not going to die. Hold on for a minute.
Well, I'm scared. I'm sorry. I didn't know the water. I couldn't see the water when I came up on it, man. It just all of a sudden hit me.
And you're in a gray van?
I'm in a gray SUV, a Mazda CX-9.
And you are a paper person?
Yes, I'm a paper person. Please send somebody fast. I can't, man. I'm scared.
Okay, listen to me.
I can't swim. I'm going to drown.
You're not going to drown. Just calm down.
Well, ma'am, it's all the way up to my chest.
Okay,
please hurry.
I understand. Hold on for me.
I'm scared. I'm sorry.
It's fine to be scared. You have a right to be scared.
I'm scared.
Hold on. Did you go off the road into a ditch?
No, ma'am. I was in the parking lot of the apartments cutting through to go to my paper route because I couldn't go down 66th Street because it was flooded. And when I got to the end, I couldn't see the water in that driveway. And there was water everywhere, and it just took me away and started pulling me, just sucking me in, and then my car died. How long is it going to be, ma'am? My phone's going to die, and I can't charge it. It's going to get wet. It's all the way up to my neck almost.
Okay, hold on for me.
Hello?
I'm listening to you, so I said hold on for me.
Oh, God, please help me. Lord, please help me. I don't want to die.
Miss Debbie, I need you to calm down and hold on, okay?
Oh, I'm scared, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm scared. I need the cops to come get me. I need somebody to help me. I'm scared.
Are you the only one in the vehicle?
Yes, I'm the only one in the vehicle with all my papers floating around me.
Okay, listen to me. Make sure you're in the area of 5801 Kincaid.
I don't know what 58 or 110 Tate is. I don't know. I just know there's two sets of apartments over there.
No, she's not sure. Listen to me. If you're doing the paper, you got to know at least a little bit of where you are.
I can do this paper route over here, ma'am. I was cutting through to go to my paper route because I couldn't get down 60
Tell me what you see then. What do you see?
There's an apartment because all I see is an apartment. I don't know the names of any of these apartments over here.
What does the apartment complex look like?
I can't see them, but man, there's two sets of apartment complexes, one on the right and one on the left. And I'm in the back side of them back here in a bunch of grass. It looks like a bunch of trees.
Okay. I'm going to send somebody out there to you, okay?
What? The door is getting up to me. I'm scared. How long is it going to take?
I don't have an officer available, so it's going to take a minute. So I'm going to try to get somebody out there to you. Just call them, okay?
I'm going to die. It's all the way up to my windows. I'm going to die.
You're not
going to
die.
I can't die. Oh, my God. I need to go and tell my mommy bye because I don't want to die. Ma'am, it's all the way up to me. Ma'am.
Listen to me, Miss Debbie. Just stay on the phone with me. I'm going to get somebody out there to you. Just hold on and don't hang up.
My phone's going to die, ma'am, because it's going to run my phone because my phone's going to get wet.
Hold on for me.
I'm going to get out and swim. If I could, I would. But I don't know how to swim, baby. I'm scared. And there's people over there watching me, and they're probably laughing, and they're over there looking at me.
People are looking at you, and they're not going to help you?
Two sets of cars over there, and they're just all looking at me like I'm stupid. I couldn't help it. I love it. They just started pulling me down the road.
Okay, hold on for me.
I got my lights on in my car. That's the only thing you can see. I just need help. It's getting bad. It's going to cause my steering wheel. I'm going to drown. Please help me. How long is it going
to
be? Please,
listen to me. Listen to me. I need you to calm down and hold on. Okay?
I'm scared, man.
I understand that you're scared, but there's nothing I can do sitting in a chair, so you're going to have to hold on, and I'm going to send you somebody, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Hold on. I'm still here. Hold on.
Ma'am, please hurry.
Listen to me. I understand. Hold on for me.
Ma'am, they're going to let me die.
I'm not going to let you die. Why?
Ma'am, I don't
want to
die. I'm sorry, but I don't want to die today.
You're not going to die.
My SUV is ruined. Oh, my gosh. Somebody help me. My brain is ruined.
Hold on for me, ma'am.
I'm holding on, ma'am. It's all I can do. I'm scared. Because it's getting higher and higher, and my phone's going to die, and y'all ain't going to find me. I'm going to get sucked away.
Okay, just hold on for me.
And I can't swim. I can't swim at all.
It's going to be in the area of 5801 Kincaid Avenue. I'm on the phone with the female. She's stuck in a van. She's on a paper route.
I'm in an SUV.
And she's got water up to her chest. What color?
No, I was like it. Oh, please help me.
Ladder 1, be advised, it'll be a gray SUV.
And I've got my lights on inside. You can see me. Ma'am?
I hear you.
Did you tell them I got my lights on inside where they can see me?
Yes.
Can you tell me how long it's going to be, ma'am? It's getting higher, ma'am.
Ma'am, I understand that you're scared. But I don't know what else to tell you.
Oh, my God, I'm going to die.
You're not going to die. You're
going to
die.
I'm scared.
I know you're scared. Just stay on the phone with me, okay?
I'm scared. Somebody. wrong is me.
Am I not on the phone with you trying to get you some help?
Yes,
okay,
but I just wanted to get me out before I die. I'm sorry.
You're not going to die. I don't know why you're freaking out. It's okay. I know the water level is high. I understand that, but you're freaking out doing nothing but losing your oxygen up in there, so just calm down.
But are they not going to come and get me?
You said what? I'm sorry.
When are they going to be here?
As soon as they get there.
Well, how long is that going to be before I die?
Yeah, I know.
Man, my phone's going to die. They're not going to find me. It's going to ruin my brand new phone.
Do you really care about your brand new phone? I mean, you're over there crying for your life. Who cares about your phone?
Come on, I need to get down. I need to throw up. I need to throw up right now.
Well, then you're in water. You can throw up. It's not going to matter. If you got throw up on yourself, they'll still help you.
No, my car is fixing to catch on fire.
How, if it's underwater?
It's turned on. I can't turn it off.
Your car is not going to catch fire in water.
Oh. It's making an awful funny noise and smoking. Oh, my God, ma'am. It's all the way up past my door.
Just stay on the phone with me. I'm going to get somebody there to you. They should be there because I'm sending fire out to you to help you out.
Can I put you on hold? I need to call my mother-in-law so she knows I'm okay.
Okay, well, you're not okay, so you can call your mother-in-law when you're actually out of the vehicle. So, no, you cannot call her right now.
Okay. I'm sorry. Can you pray? Will you pray with me?
In her vehicle.
Hello?
I'm here. I can still hear everything you're saying to me.
Will you pray with me, please?
You go ahead and start off the prayer, and I'll listen to you. I sure will.
Dear Lord, please just help me. Get me out of this water safely, dear Father. One of us has to have a new peace, Father. Just be with me and protect me and help me, dear Father, please. Dear Father, help me. My vehicle is ruined.
Yeah, but it's better that your vehicle is ruined than you being swept away and nobody knows where you are. So just stay on the phone.
I'm going to be swept away because my mom needs
me. No, you're not. You have nowhere to be swept away to besides the street that you're on. So just calm down, okay?
Well, I'm at the end of a street, but man,
Ryan,
I'm looking
at it right now, and at the end of the street is some bushes, so you'll be just fine.
Ma'am, it's getting all the way up to my chest, and I'm
I know the water's up
to
your chest. Just stay on the phone with me, and I have an officer and the fire department coming out to you, so just hold on, okay?
Thank you. I'm sorry if I'm rude, but I'm scared.
You're not being rude. I know you're scared. Just calm down for me.
I'm scared. I've never had anything like this happen to me before.
Well, this will teach you next time. Don't drive in the water.
Couldn't see it, ma'am. I'm sorry, or I wouldn't have.
I don't see how you didn't see it. You had to go right over it, so.
No, ma'am. I was in the drive. I was in a parking lot. There was no water where I was at.
Okay.
And when I got to the end of the parking lot, I was looking for the road to get out into the main road. When I got to the main road, it was too late. There was water, and I couldn't see it fast enough.
The water just didn't appear.
I didn't see it fast enough. My headlight went out, and I couldn't see it.
Okay. It's okay. We'll get you help and get you out of there. Just hold on, okay?
Okay, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And you're not the only one that's been stuck in the water. We've had some 80-year-olds that have been stuck too. So just calm down.
It's scary. Because I can't swim.
I think even though you can't swim, I think you can still stand up in this. How tall are you?
Taller and it's higher than me.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm only 5 foot tall.
Okay, well, you're not 3 foot, so you'll be just fine.
Okay. Well, the cops take me to my house. I don't live very far.
Of course.
Ma'am.
10-4. They're pulling somebody else out the water, and as soon as they do, they'll come to you, so just stay right there, okay?
I'm not going nowhere, ma'am. I can't go nowhere. I'm just praying. Will they take me home to my house, ma'am?
10-4.
Ma'am.
Ha, 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 ha.
higher.
Okay, just stay on the phone with me. I know that you're scared. That's why I'm not hanging up with you, okay? So just stay on the phone with
me. Will they take me back to my house, please?
I don't know what they'll do.
If not, I can walk to my house. I live on Nipper Lane. I got animals at my house. I got to get home, too, and I got to go get some more papers so somebody can take me to Rome.
They're not going to take you and do all that. They'll take you and drop you off.
They
have other people to rescue as well. So you'll
no, that's not what I said. They need to take me home, and my mother-in-law is going to come get me to throw the rest of my papers.
I don't know if they'll take you home. They're just going to take you to a dry spot. I don't know what they're going to do. When they get there, you have to ask them, because I have no idea.
Mother-in-law to come get me. I'll call my mother-in-law to come get me.
So you're going to have her drive out in this?
No, she's out doing papers right now, and she's
okay.
A district manager for the Southwest Times Record. She's already out throwing around. I called her before I called you, and she was out throwing around. She's out in this, yes.
Okay.
You know how much longer it's going to be, ma'am?
As soon as they get there, I cannot give you a time.
Oh, my God. What time is it now, ma'am? Those people are standing up on their balcony watching me sitting in this water. That's pretty rude.
A lot of people have called in on you, so I don't think that nobody's just sitting there. They actually called in, but they're not going to get themselves in danger because you put yourself in danger.
I understand that, ma'am. I understand that. I'm just scared.
I know you're scared.
And the water's creeping up, and in a minute I won't be able to talk to you when my phone goes crazy.
They'll be there before that happens, so calm down.
Oh, you. I'm sorry, ma'am. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Donna.
Donna, thank you for being here for me, Miss Donna.
You're welcome.
I'm just scared, and I don't know what to do. I can tell you, when it rains again, I ain't never doing this.
That sounds like a good idea. Because, you know, Fort Smith, water is just like it just stays on the street.
I've done papers for 21 years, and I've never had it like this.
Yeah, I think that's understandable, though. Hold on for me, okay? Fortunately, this is Donna. How can I help you? For which address?
Oh, my God.
Okay, thank you. Somebody put out a call for Barlink for Highway 58 and 8. Okay, then I can cancel it. They got the Barlink. Thank you.
Oh, my God, ma'am.
Yes.
My phone's going to die.
No, it's not. Just hold on for me.
Ma'am, I can't. It's getting all the way up to my neck.
You can hold on. Just hold on.
Oh, don't hurry. I got a pee so bad.
Yeah, I'm on the phone with the female now. She's freaking out, and she says the water's for her. She's doing a paper out here. 58 and 1 Kincaid on the back side is all I got. Do you see the officer, ma'am?
No, I don't see nobody, ma'am.
10-4, it's going to be a great SUV.
I can't see nobody. My windows are fogged up. I got my lights on, but I don't see nobody.
Do you hear the fire trucks?
Rushing water, ma'am. I can't hear nothing.
Okay, well, don't cry, and then don't talk, and then let me know if you hear the fire department.
Don't what?
The fire trucks. Tell me if you hear the fire trucks.
No, ma'am. All I can hear is rushing water. I see flashing headlights over there, but I think that's somebody's car. I hope they're not broke down. Too.
Literally, 5801 Kincaid is what she said. No, she doesn't see her, and I don't hear the apparatuses either. Are you close to Oakbrook Apartments, ma'am?
I'm over here by these two sets of apartments, yes, ma'am. At the end of the street, at the very end of the street, that
yes,
little circle, or whatever it is.
The street in between those two apartments, yes.
Right behind those.
Okay,
right
hold
behind
on.
The apartments
listen to me.
On
I
the
can't
right
hear you
on the left hand side.
Okay,
ma'am.
Hold on for me. Hold on.
Sorry, ma'am. Sorry. Ma'am, it's just getting so hot. My phone's going to die. Ma'am.
Hold on for me. Do you see the fire department?
No, ma'am.
Pumper 7.
Good.
Do you see her vehicle?
Yes,
My lights are on inside, if you can see my lights. My interior lights are on.
Are you on the park side? Are you in the parking lot side? Are you on the road?
Ma'am, you go down, what, you go down that street that runs in between those two apartments right there, and I'm on the, and the street goes to the end, and my car veered off to the left, and I'm behind these last set of apartments on the left-hand side. I'm behind them. I guess it's a circle down there. I don't know. I've never driven down on this part. I don't know, ma'am.
She says she's in between both apartment complexes on this street. At the dead end.
In the back, in the very back side, there's a bunch of trees.
Right there, she shows 5801 at the end.
The back side of these apartments over here, where these people are at, they can all see me. They're all standing out there watching me.
Miss Debbie, you're gonna have to shut up, okay? I need you to listen. Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Can is your car still on there? Like, can you honk your horn?
My horn is dead.
Okay, hold on for
me. My horn is dead.
Okay, hold on for me.
Everything is dead.
Listen to me. Hold on. Who, fire? Are they really?
They're up even higher. It's all the way past my doors.
Hold on for me. Don't hang up.
Ma'am, please. My
hold
God,
on for me.
Me.
Hold on. Ladder two.
Oh, my God. Damn, it's getting higher and higher. And I'm scared. Oh, my God.
Number 7 is needing you in the area, 5801 Kincaid Avenue.
Oh, Lord, help me.
We've got a lady trapped in a car somewhere in the parking lot between 5800 and 5801.
They're trying to come to you. The whole parking lot is flooded. They're trying to find you, okay? So hold on for me.
Oh, I'm at the very back of the on the end of that road on 58th Street. That's what street that is. I didn't know, ma'am. Oh, my God, my car just hit the news. Oh, ma'am, my car is starting to move, please.
Okay, listen to me. I know. I'm trying to get you as help as I can, okay? Just hold on for me.
Okay, ma'am, please.
I know you're scared. I know. Hold on for me because I've got to take other calls plus you and listen to all these guys.
Okay, ma'am.
Just hold on for me, okay?
Okay, ma'am. Okay.
Hold on for me.
Okay. Okay. Dear Lord, please just get me out, dear Lord. Please help them find me, dear Lord, please.
Station 1. Number 7 is wanting you to go ahead and clip up the boat and get it ready if they should need you.
Hold on.
Okay, I know. Listen to me. They are in the area. They are trying to find you. They cannot find you right now. I'm trying to ping where you are, so do not hang up because this 911 call is helping me ping your location, so don't hang up on me. Okay, where are you moving to? Tell me where it's going. Okay, tell me where you are. Listen to me. Hold on. I'm on the phone with her right now. She is legit freaking out. She said the vehicle is now moving in the water, and she doesn't know which way it's going. So stand by.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.